And we are live.
Live
good
again.
afternoon. Yeah,
Hello.
Again. Yesterday, today. We might should we just do like a daily show?
And Monday, didn't we do Monday?
We did do Monday.
That's so yeah, 3 so days this week.
We've just only missed Tuesday.
That's oh, no, bad. Jim, you're on it too. Sorry.
Yeah. Yep, we are on a roll.
We are.
It's going well. That's quite a fancy red outfit you've got going on, Jim. You just blend into your background like a. We're going to take your shirt off. Okay, hey,
There we go. Now I stand up a bit more.
Stand up a bit
PG.
More.
Yeah. Mm. Stand off.
Speaking of PG, I wanted to start the show off with something a little serious. It's a serious topic, but I think we need to tackle some of the serious stuff on this show.
Okay.
So we're going to do it right now. Let's see if I can bring it up here.
Red light district.
No, he can't be because the windows aren't open. Or does that mean he's busy?
All right.
Yeah, I am, Yelena.
So
I've seen this.
A photography. Have you seen this, Jim?
No, I haven't.
It's a photography technique. I want to get your thoughts on it.
Mm-hmm. Just look at that leg. How close.
He's obviously going for the like an epic selfie of some sort of like it's or a TikTok video. It's vertical.
The lens like comes off before the camera even.
I know. That's what I don't understand. What fell off the front? Is that the lens?
Is it a lens or is it like a filter or something?
No, it looks pretty chunky.
It's pretty chunky. And it bounces. And then just the fall that he takes. Youch.
I think that's set up.
You reckon?
Yeah.
You think he's like a stunt performer?
Why would he die?
I think he trips.
No, watch. He doesn't trip.
Yeah, he misses. You're right.
He's trying to catch his camera.
I think he missteps. Yeah, he steps over his other foot. I don't know. I think it's either way, I could loop this all day.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It's really fun.
But that lens coming off is a bit odd.
It is a bit odd. We'll look into it.
Yelena, I am in the red light district, and that's because I'm sick of people picking on my backgrounds. So come on, bring in the heat.
You're bringing the heat with Flanny number three.
Ooh,
how many flannies do you have? Tell us how many do you have?
I have 5 flannies and 1 flanny jacket, which is just like a flanny with a thickness.
That Nikon focusing system's working well for you there.
Well, geez, probably not.
iPhone works well.
I came in 3 seconds before this went live, and I didn't quite line myself up.
So Nikon released a Z8 yesterday. That's why we had that podcast, which is pretty exciting. Did you see Canon released a camera today as well?
No, I didn't. That's pretty funny, though.
You didn't? Have you seen it, Grant?
I have not.
Really? I've got an exclusive for you guys. So Nikon released the Z8, which is basically a Z9 with a slightly smaller body. Pretty epic, really.
Yeah.
Just way too expensive. But Canon.
I've been watching a lot of reviews on the Z8 this morning.
Canon released this. Wow!
What is that? It's like a GoPro little thing.
Yeah, no one's really quite sure. There's been some funny reviews come out of it. It's like a PowerShot vlogging camera with a 1-inch sensor and a flip-up screen and an integrated tripod.
Cool.
It's designed to go in small handbags, which is always is nice, especially if you color coordinate your nails to the handbag.
But
I don't know.
Are we pocket size?
Look, it doesn't compete with the Z8, unfortunately.
You think? Could be close.
It does not. But, you know, can't win them all. Thanks, Canon. All I want some lightweight, 4K. High performance prime lenses, but you bring out the 4K capable vlogging camera. It does have a 1-inch sensor, so it is a decent sensor for a small camera. The same kind of thing you would see in Sony's compact vlogging cameras and stuff. But, yeah, it's weird. It's really.
It looks weird like that. In that shot of it going in the pocket, it just looks like a compact camera.
You can put it sideways on a tripod for vertical. Anyway,
it doesn't even look like it's straight. It looks like that is weird.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, PowerShot V10. don't know.
Cool. Won't be buying that.
Probably not.
No.
No.
But weird. Mm. Oh, Jim, did you get our photo bingo photos?
Your email?
Yeah.
I've got the email. I actually haven't opened it. I thought we'd open it on channel.
Live on air.
Yeah. Well, the only thing is, how are you going to display them? You'll have to, because I want you to share your screen where you look at them. Or do you want me to share my screen? Like, do you reckon you'll be able to just do it in like the photo viewer thing?
Because they're in Dropbox.
Yeah. You'll be able to just save that folder or something to your computer. Of course, we're going to do it live on the air while people are.
No, I can just open it as. Hang on.
You figure that out, because I want to explain what the thing was that we did. Because basically now that the Z8's been released, all three of us are now dealing with the urge to buy new cameras. I feel like Grant might be getting that urge a little harder than me.
This weekend could be the weekend.
Yeah, you're on the edge. Oh, there it is. All right,
there it is.
So. Pull that off for a second. Let me explain what we did. So I was trying to think of ways to stop thinking about buying a new piece of gear, you know, and just enjoy the gear that you've got. Yep. So I came up with this game called Photo Bingo, which is a terrible name, but that's all I could think of. And I made these bingo cards that have topics on them.
Did you make that with a pen?
It was with a pen, yeah. That's on graph paper. And so it's got a whole heap of topics on it. Some of them are things like reflect or lines,
mm-hmm.
or blue or past, yeah. or broken. You get the idea. Kind mm-hmm. of weird topics, but you can kind of make it however you want. And then we had, so Grant and I met in the center of town. We had 1 hour to try and get one line. You only have to join a line. It could be like up or down or diagonal or whatever, but you have to get a line of topics mm-hmm. of the best photos you can in that 1 hour.
Yeah.
And then we will submit those 5 photos to Jim, and Jim's going to pick the top 3.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever has the most in the top 3 is the winner.
Okay.
And this...
a lot of pressure for me.
It stopped me thinking about buying a new camera for about an hour. I don't think it worked for Grant, because he was using a different camera at the time that he wants to buy.
So, maybe Grant, you need to just use your old camera.
But was it a good? Sold what did it. You think before we get into the photos, Grant? What did you think of it as a way to like test out a camera? Obviously, it's not as good as going and using it on a shoot that you would normally do, but. For something just kind of random, a reason to go out and take some photos. What'd you think?
Yeah, it was awesome. And you sort of like try to push the boundaries a little bit, shoot stuff that you're not used to. So, and plus it was like in the field, I guess.
Yeah. And it is hard. It's hard to make something out of nothing when you're just kind of walking around town.
Yeah.
I mean, Bendigo's not really known for its street photography. people get a bit weird when you start taking photos of them, because there's no one else on the street other than you and that person. It's not super crowded. So as you'll see, our photos aren't amazing. It was just something to do.
Mm-hmm.
And now Jim's going to judge us.
There's a
lot to work with.
There's a lot of pressure. If I've got it right, the file names are also the theme. So Jim, if you
see... Oh, you figured out mine?
If you see... Yeah, I just guessed them. Hopefully they're right.
Yeah.
If you see a theme that you think doesn't match that photo, you can... you can just delete that. That's like, you know, it's a loser.
Minus one.
So do you want to tell me what's the rules with like getting, like, can you get rid of distractions, or is it like, what's the editing that you're allowed
like
to do?
Basic Lightroom editing. So yeah, if you want to spot remove something, go for it, but you can't like replace a sky or, you know, just add an AI model in there or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
To give you a heads up, I edited mine on my phone while I was at work.
Nice.
So,
did you just put Jim's face everywhere?
Oh, that would have been good. But Jim wasn't there. And that's Photoshop.
Did I put this? Did we put this up before? Elaine is sad to see that your blinds are shut, Jim.
Yeah, well, I had people targeting my house.
Nah, well. So bad jokes. Bad jokes now.
We just don't want him dancing naked in the window or something.
Have you got them? Are we doing it?
Yeah, yeah. Are you ready?
Bring it up.
Yeah, bring them up.
Add to
hit
screen.
Us hard. Have you got it? Cool. Is there any way you can, if you make that window smaller vertically, it might make the photo bigger horizontally? So if you drag the bottom up, yeah. See,
about there. That's about the optimum.
That's yeah, somewhere there.
Yeah,
it's perfect. For those of you that are listening, sorry, we'll try and describe our poor attempt at photos to you.
This one's called Path.
This one's called Path, and it's a photo of a path with some leaves.
Blowing around. You can see the motion blur on some of the leaves.
Is that a little bit of rubbish? Is that like a plastic bottle?
Yeah.
Come on, Justin.
I was looking. That's when I asked, can you remove things? Because...
That's what you call a speed edit.
Mm-hmm. I remember, Grant, we're not allowed to don't give too much away.
yeah. Don't let Jim know what photos are yours.
Two above. I like that.
The numbers are just so it was in a specific order.
Oh, yeah.
So don't worry about the two. But yeah, theme was above.
I don't know if you can see it on your stream, but like there's some nice texture coming through from those droplets.
Oh, yeah. You can probably zoom in. Oh, you might not be able to. So this is a photo of a fountain that's in the center of Bendigo with lots of water droplets, some clouds.
Maybe we should post these photos on the Camera Life Instagram.
We might. We can get some extra judging.
I don't know what I've done then. We'll leave it black though.
That'll do. All right. Thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I like that. What's that one called? Shine. Yeah.
Backlit, raindrops.
Yep.
It did actually rain for a little while. Like a sun shower. While we were strolling around.
Oh, empty. That's dark and moody.
It's dark and moody.
I like that.
Just that one tower, some clouds, empty grandstands.
Yeah, I kind of like the Oval Hotel sign in the background, though, like a subtle Bendigo. If you know Bendigo, you know the Oval Hotel.
If you know, you know. It's a good name for a hotel that overlooks an oval.
It is. And they got a cool sign too. A big neon. Hidden. Nice. A little pop of color in there. Is there something else hidden, or is it just the...
It kind of looks like a stock photo or something. The background of a product display or something.
A little fast.
Yeah. That's a cool F-truck.
That's some nice blur in that too. But how crispy is it?
Get amongst it.
That's not bad. Pretty solid through here. I don't know how to make it just go back to full size.
Here we go. Having some trouble. Technical difficulties. While Jim figures out his computer.
Maybe zoom out.
I'm going to make a PDF version of this bingo card, but I might tweak some of the themes a little bit. I had a tough time. It came down to the last 5 or 10 minutes before I got my line of photos to be able to have a full line.
Yeah, I like that. What's that? Red. Well, it's red. I suppose it fits the theme.
So if you got to make up a...
Yeah.
I really like that.
That's cool. Make up a line. You got to get up a line. Yeah, so that's some leaves floating in a water.
That's cool. I like that too.
As you can tell, it's obviously altered in Bendigo.
Yeah, there's not a lot to shoot other than leaves. They're everywhere.
Leaves, yeah. That's it. That's our 10.
All right. Hit us, Jim. Top 3. Only one black and white edit in the whole lot.
Four. I think there's more. Five. Okay, I can cut it down to 5.
You keep working on it. Grant, what did you think of the R5? for shooting.
It was good. I was just sort of trying to just get a control on the just the dials and stuff. Just like you got the was it aperture at your thumb.
Yeah, I had it set up. So aperture on the thumb wheel on the back of the camera.
Yeah. And
then, shutter speed at the front.
And then ISO, ISO
on the top. Sort of the top dial where your back thumb.
Yeah, does. That's the. I think that was the hardest thing. Just trying to.
Yeah.
And if something happened quick, trying to get the settings right when you don't know where everything was, that was probably the hardest thing for me.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was a really good camera.
Jeremy, what are you doing with the R3? Right now? Nothing. It's just behind me. I don't understand the question. Please explain. Geez, you're flicking through fast, Jim.
Yeah.
You could put him in a grid view.
I work fast when I'm going.
There you go. Trying to come up with reasons to shoot when I was also I wanted to do it, but I actually wasn't that motivated on the day when we were going to go and get out and shoot, because I was like, I don't know if I can be bothered. What are we going to take photos of and stuff? But then once we got out there and did it, it was fun, and it was just, you know, there was no pressure.
It a competition.
Yeah, so it was fun to make it a competition, but there's no pressure because there's no clients and it doesn't really matter or whatever.
Yeah, just a bit of fun.
Just a bit of fun, but it was good.
Oh, it's too hard.
Jeremy, are you going with Sony? Sorry, I've missed a couple of episodes being away. I haven't decided. If I do buy a Sony, I'll be keeping the R3 as my main work camera until I figure out if Sony could be an option. Because the A1, which is the only real equivalent for the R3, is hideously expensive. And I'm not just going to switch straight across. Actually, don't know if I'll like Sony or not. I just like their lenses. I was looking... This is supposed to be a show about not buying new gear. But anyway, I was looking at... like, another lens they've got is the 12-24. Hey, this is what we need. Yeah, wad lens. All right, 7, 9, and 10.
That's some good, cool. Some good help. So
okay, all right.
I've got it down to 5. I can't pick 3. That's my trouble.
Well, you have to pick, Jim.
So am I picking based on the photo?
Well, if he does top 5,
topic as well,
it still might be the same as top 3.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do top 5.
Okay. Sure. Do top 5, and then we'll see who's
as long as it's odd numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. So 9, 2, 3, 7. And 10.
So you basically agree with wad lens, but you're adding 2 and 3.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. 2 and 3. I think 2 is a pretty good shot. Definitely.
Really? Empty does nothing for you. Oh, ouch.
Is that yours?
No.
Of course.
Hey, maybe. This is my pick.
All right. So that's your number one pick?
That's number one. Yeah. That's a definite. It is also. Like, I can semi-tell that, like, they've been edited on a phone. They're just, the colors are not quite as, like, as punchy and stuff as that.
Who do you reckon shot that?
Well, I'm thinking it was Justin.
It was.
Only because I think the edit is just, I don't know if you're going to get that on the phone.
But it actually wasn't, there wasn't a whole lot of editing done to that, but.
Was it?
No. But I'm quite happy with that shot. Anyway, it was fun. What lens did you use, Grant?
I was on the 24-105 f4.
And I was on the Nifty 50, the RF 51.8, which was a little limiting, but in a good way.
So how did those numbers go?
In what way? Oh, yeah, same again.
Justin won.
2, 3, 7, 9, 10. Yeah, by 1. So one is Grant's. The path is Grant's.
Yeah.
Number 2 above is mine. Number 3 shine is Grant's. Number 4 empty is mine. Number 5 hidden is Grant's. Number 6 fast is mine. Number 7 bright is mine. Number 8 red is Grant's. Number 9 liquid is mine. Number 10 through is Grant's.
I thought 7 was actually Grant's.
Oh.
And number 10 was manual focus too, because I couldn't get it to focus with the mirrorless. Couldn't figure it out.
Interesting. Well, I actually have... I need to talk about that later. Maybe we'll do it now. Now that Photo Bingo is officially over and I'm the winner of Photo Bingo number one.
That was the game that you invented.
the game I invented. The points don't matter.
This is my number one. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? That's one of the first photos I took. And then, so...
That was in the fountain, was it?
It was one of the first photos I took at the start. So then all I tried to do was get a line that lined up with that photo.
Yeah,
I wouldn't abandon it because I knew that was a good shot. So it actually almost meant I ended up losing because I was trying to get shots that would mean I could keep that shot. Yeah. And I had a tough time. So, Grant, you manual focused to get that shot. Yep. Do you, with your current Nikon kit, your DSLRs, do you back button focus or front button focus?
Back button.
Back button. Yep. So you've separated the focus button from the shutter button. You use the back button to control. And that's how I have always done it until I switched to mirrorless. And as an experiment, I've sort of been running just front button, which means you basically got to rely on the camera doing the work for you instead of having control. Jim, back button, front button?
Back button, but was a front button advocate for many, many, many years.
Why were you a front button advocate?
Because it suited the way I shot, and it worked really well for me. Because I could, I'd use the back button if I needed to ever move my subject around the frame that wasn't in the, you know, the little focus area.
Yeah. Hmm. And what about now? Like, what are your thoughts on it now?
Only back button.
Why?
Because I'm separating the focus from my shooting, and that's exactly what needs to happen.
But why is that good though? Like, what does it help you achieve?
Because you can
recompose.
Yeah, recompose people in your frame. You can get them in focus like my camera's trying to do now. but yeah, it's just much easier to shoot. You can lock focus and then just forget about focus and just buzz, you know, the shutter.
Yeah. And so I'm gonna dig into something I found.
The articulation was probably not there, but basically so I can recompose when I need to, or focus, hold focus, but not have anything to do with the shutter button.
Yeah. Now I come across a podcast, and now these guys are cool. All right. It's called The Down South Photo Show. They're a couple of landscape photographers. Let me pull it up. From Victoria and Tasmania. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll try and get them on the show. These guys. And they do heaps of episodes about landscape photography and that kind of stuff. And it was cool. I was listening to a few of their episodes, and they, I don't know, go through techniques and trips. They just did a trip to the Overland Track. Good dudes. Really enjoyed listening to their podcasts. But then I come across something on their Instagram down here. And I was like, what's this? Fuck back button focus t-shirt, you say?
Yeah.
And then I discovered the episode where they discuss back button focus sucks. Why would you? Seriously, why? And I was like, ooh. I feel like between me and you, we've probably taken a million images with back button focus, maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe delivered over 100,000 to clients.
Easily, yeah.
Easily?
Easily.
So I might say I was a little triggered by their title.
Yeah.
Just it's all in caps too. They got me. They got me with the clickbait. They did a great job.
Did you leave a comment?
I did. I did. Of course I did. And they commented back. They're good dudes. I really hope we can get them on the show to talk landscape stuff. I think they could teach us some things. But they're basically, their point of view is, particularly for landscapes, they're saying there is absolutely no reason to ever use back button focus.
I agree with
Let me
that.
See if, let me, oh, really?
Great. Why?
Get off.
For get landscapes, out. It's on a tripod.
Yeah, but you know what's really
focus
handy?
It and then just never have to touch it again.
Exactly. Particularly if you're doing like a pano or something, you can set your focus and then it's locked there as long as you don't touch that button. Whereas they were like, oh, it's just so easy to half press it and then just hold your finger down while you do the pano. And I'm like, no, it's not.
No.
It's much easier just to not press the focus button because you've got it separated. I don't know if I've got this in the right spot. Let's see if they say anything that triggers you, Jim.
I'm already
trying your lock as well.
There is another one for those as well.
Okay, cool. I think the EM from memory.
I'm in the wrong spot. Ah, screw it.
I touch the screen anyway when I do landscapes.
You touch the screen. Oh, yeah, to set your focus point and stuff,
and
like
then
that.
I'll stack it.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't remember what they say. It was pretty funny.
It's locked in, and you're good to go anywhere you like, and point wherever you want, and then when you're ready, you press the button all the way, and the half press is disabled. So,
yeah, nah. Anyway, I can't find the spot where they were talking about, but basically, they said that if doing this is too hard to focus, then why would you add a second press? You know, I don't know. It didn't make a lot of sense, but I did enjoy the discussion that they had, and I think we could have a good discussion about all the pros of back button focus, even for landscape photographers, because
yeah,
I don't know. I've always used it with DSLRs, and I've only stopped using it with mirrorless as a test, but thanks to them, I'm actually going to go back to back button focus and give it a good test out on the R3 and just see if it's better. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be going back to front button focus. I definitely can shoot with it and I can understand the constraints, but separating the two is much better.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so many reasons for particularly weddings and sports where just being able to stop the camera from focusing for a second so it doesn't grab onto the wrong thing is massively advantage.
And then when like your brain separates as well, and then your brain, your muscle memory is either focusing or shooting. It's not trying to do both with that kind of same finger. So if you do need to just pause the focusing, you can literally still be firing off shots and not miss, you know, the focus is going to grab something that you don't want it to.
Yeah. Or vice versa. I do have to say the other thing they said was, after so many people went to their workshops using back button focus, they tried it for an hour but couldn't see any advantage. And I was like, I reckon when I changed my camera to back button focus, it took like weeks before I was comfortable with it. Maybe even longer.
For sure.
And then definitely longer for it to be automatic, basically, you know, where you don't think and you're just doing it. So maybe they need to give it a little more time.
Yeah, it wasn't until I got that D850 I started doing back button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now you use it all the time?
Yeah.
Except for landscapes?
Except for landscapes.
You suck.
I don't do landscapes anymore, though.
Mm. Why not?
Yeah, time. You're good at it.
Time.
Mm.
Too busy playing photo bingo.
Losing photo bingo, you mean?
Yeah.
Or is it because you've got gas?
Exactly. It could be that.
I just want to buy it. So, all right, where are you at? Let's get the update this week. Yeah. Where are you at with your camera decision? Because this morning you said R6 Mark II, and then this morning you also said Sony.
I need to stop checking the websites. I think that's it.
Yeah.
No, what about a Z8 Grant?
No.
Just one.
No. Have you seen the photo of the Z8 with the photo grip? Oh, with the battery grip, sitting next to the Z9.
No, I haven't. But is it
the Z8 bigger, sits up? Yeah, it sits up like that much higher. I don't know if you can tell how much it is, but yeah.
Mm-mm.
So it's massive. It makes it
even bigger. Yeah, with a grip.
Yeah, but like
I don't think most people would be shooting it with a grip.
Would you even bother buying a grip if it? Because the only reason you really bought a grip for the day at 50 is because it unlocked slightly faster frames per second shooting.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like say with the R5, if you've got a grip for that, it's the same height as, like the same size as the R3.
It is not.
Yeah.
It's ugly. Nah, it's ugly and chunky. I do not like that grip at all. Mm. I sold it. The R3 is exceedingly more comfortable than a gripped R5. I don't know how much bigger it is, but the grip on the R5 was weird.
Yeah, right.
Weird shaped and not sleek like the R3 is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. A7 R5.
Oh, he's back.
Today. This episode. Yeah, I reckon by the end of the episode, it'll be back to Canon R6 II.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's just Sony's lenses.
Yeah,
I just like.
What lenses do you want in like 2 years, though?
I don't know. Justin keeps asking me this.
But that's what's the most important. It's maybe not what's about there now. Maybe you can get away with. Is there a 24? I'm so out of touch with everything, but Nikon basically. But is it like a 24-105-120 f/4 like they used to do?
Yeah. Everyone's got one of those.
Yeah, just buy the Canon R5 with that.
Yeah, but Sony's also got a 20-70 as an option, which weighs 300 grams less. Their 24-105 weighs less. They've got a 12-24 f/4 and a 12-24 2.8 and a 16-35 2.8 and a 16-35 f/4. You know, like they've got so many options. Mm. That's what's getting me excited.
Yeah.
And they're light. The only lenses that are sort of bigger are the zooms.
Yep.
70-200. But it's actually no heavier. Sony's no heavier. It's just longer.
Longer. Yeah.
So. But there's nothing really in the Sony range where you can shoot electronic shutter without spending a ton of money.
Yeah.
Unless you get a secondhand A9.
I think that's where I keep going backward and forwards with.
Yeah, I think you probably don't want a mechanical shutter.
But you're not going to be shooting a ton of frames. You know, you're not working with it on a daily basis. So you're not going to blast. Like, how many frames have you put on the day at 50?
Me?
Mm.
I don't know how much I had on it when I brought it.
I don't know. But you wouldn't have put like 100,000 on it, I don't think. Or would you? Maybe you have.
Nah, probably not that much. 50, 60?
Yeah. Yeah. Electronic is better in that regard, but yeah, it's you got to pay a big premium to get there. And the R6 Mark II kind of does it. It's like it's not a stacked sensor, but people are sort of saying it's good enough. You can get away with it most of the time. So.
I might order it tonight.
Don't do it. So this show's supposed to be about resisting buying new gear. Yeah. Why the rush to order it tonight?
Because then I can stop thinking about it.
Just stop thinking about it.
Should see my work browser history. Sorry, Steve, if you're watching.
I don't know. I don't know if we want to see your browser history.
Work one.
So when are we doing some night photography? I got excited after Richard's interview.
It's been a long time
since I've just gone out there, and it's so like I forgot how nice it was to come home with like 8 photos and then look through them and be like, all right, that one's good, and then you edit that one photo and you're like, I'm done.
Yeah, that's it. There's two that are good and you're like, I'll just do one.
I'd like to get out and do it again, and it's the time of the year to do it.
Maybe just need to do it.
Maybe we should have a night sky photography challenge.
Yeah,
like I said, judged by Richard. But what we'll do, maybe we've got between now and the 31st of May to get a photo. Ooh. One photo to submit. So you got time. There's no rush to like, yeah, we don't all have to get it on the same night, but we can go out at the same time.
Yeah. I've got an idea.
Well, you look excited. Will you be able to, will you be able to do it with that old gear of yours?
Look, if Richard can do it with the 21.8, I might have half a chance.
You might.
Yeah, I don't, I've only got a 2.8 though. Like, that's the quickest I've got.
How wide is it?
It's the 24 to 70.
Oh, you're screwed.
Yeah. You might have to borrow a lens, Grant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But none of you guys are Sony, so.
Nah. Well, if you buy the Sony with the 21.8, you'll be sweet.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
No, Richard's got plenty of videos on his YouTube channel showing that you can do it with a crop sensor camera and a kit lens. So
yeah,
you'll be fine. But he also said on our podcast that gear really makes the images when it comes to nightscape photography. So there's that too.
Yeah, he did that.
Is it just one single photo or can we stack? Or
nah, one photo.
One photo. I was about to say you can stack one exposure, if you want, but okay.
One.
We'll have two categories. One,
Jim's obviously got an idea in his head, so he's just like, yeah, no.
We'll have three categories. Three categories. Single exposure.
Yeah.
Stacked. And then the third category is just Photoshop the shit out of whatever you want. Just make it from home.
All right. I've got some funny ideas for that one then.
I'll just put Jim's face on every star. It's my go-to now. You have to zoom in, but it's
working. Yeah, have you seen those photos where they keep zooming in and it's like, yeah, just makes a different scene? Just keep doing that. Yeah. Every star.
That's a trap.
I scheduled the interview with Jay Collier on Tuesday.
I didn't see that. That was a very big lens he was holding.
Antarctica. Africa. He worked for Canon for 16 years, worked for Nikon, he's worked for Kodak and Olympus.
So he knows he's managed
Nikon professional services and Canon professional services.
Okay, is it going it's to
like,
know?
Like, I don't know anyone that's done that.
No. Nah.
But yeah, but like,
he probably replied to people when he worked at Nikon too.
Let's go to Antarctica. Yeah, maybe he did.
Yeah, that's insane.
Look at this. He did the polar plunge. Youch. But yeah, he's done some crazy stuff. Patagonia.
Mm. Wow. What does he shoot with?
Africa. He shoots with full Canon RF system. Which he purchased with his own money.
Sorry, Shani's back.
Yeah.
Happy with that. Exposure. Decent ISO performance. It might work okay. Yeah, 24 mil though is short. Like I can't remember the formula, but it's going to be like 10 to 15 seconds max exposure time, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can push that D at 50 pretty hard.
Yeah, you could push it pretty hard. Be worth a try. Yeah, see, look, RF shooter.
Yeah.
R3. He's got the big white lenses, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Be fun talking about his gear. Yeah. But, yeah, he's taken some photos. He's done heap of music photography, sports photography, wildlife photography, heap of bird stuff. He runs bird. He's got a bird photography workshop this weekend, actually. But yeah, I think he's been doing tours in Africa for over 15 years.
Yeah,
so
that's some nice work.
Yeah, just so much of it. It's going to be a fun interview. It's basically going to be me trying to get as much information as possible about going to Antarctica and going to Africa, because they're both on the list of one day.
Yeah, I'd love to go to Africa.
Yeah. And that's Patagonia. The thing.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. There's so many so many places to go, but they're just so expensive. And I just want to ask him all those questions about, like, yeah, could you do it by yourself if you didn't go on one of his tours? Like, you're going to get eaten by a lion or something. or will you not get decent photos because, you know, you're just kind of with a bunch of tourists? And yeah, like, why is it different to go on a photo tour versus just a tourist tour? And that's the thing, though. Tourist tours are expensive as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I guess, though, it's like when I go out, when I, like, do photos and I bring the wife out, she gets the wife. She'll, you know, get over it pretty quick because I'm standing in the one spot trying to get a photo. But if you're with other photographers, they're trying to do the same thing. So they probably won't get annoyed with you as much.
No, and they love it. And then you all talk about the photos later and you edit them and it's a whole... Yeah.
Fun like an experience.
It's a whole fun thing and an experience. I think there's... I mean, to circle back to our issues with purchasing gear that we seem to be having where we're obsessed with buying gear, if there was a workshop that I could go on, that would definitely distract me from buying gear. And
it's because you're buying a workshop rather than gear.
Yeah, but it's a better investment. I mean, we've been on a few workshops. Like, they're better investments in gear for sure. At a point, obviously, if you don't have a camera, maybe don't go on a $3,000 wedding photography workshop.
Yeah.
Get a camera first. But once you've got the equipment that you need to do the job, a workshop is definitely a better investment in your money.
Yeah. I done an ISI one back in the day.
How was that?
It was awesome. They had Kieran Stone. He was an ISI ambassador. He had a podcast for a while.
Okay.
But he had some pretty... He's a really good landscape photographer. He's from the other side of Melbourne. I'll get him up.
Pull him up, fingers.
I'm going to find him. Please spell your name wrong there. Here he is.
Careful with your browser history, though.
Yeah. Nothing's up. No, all good.
Are you guys shooting this week at all?
No, but
here we go.
Monday I think I'll be... I actually have to reply. Oh, I think I'll have a shoot to schedule. Oh, nice.
Yeah. I think he was making them... Yeah, there you go. He was making them into NFTs.
Oh, yeah. 57 weeks ago. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I don't know if he would have... don't know if he would have sold many since then.
Yeah, I think that's...
Wow. Are they... Are these... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's... I think that's another NFT.
But also, that's like, got to be heavily Photoshop stacked.
But all
like
these other stuff. Yeah.
I mean, that one there in the middle. Go up.
That one?
That one. That's... Is that, like, fake? Or what is that? Like, that's...
No. I reckon that would be... super a few filters.
Stacked? I don't know.
Yeah, it'll be focus stacked.
Looks like digital art. Hard to see on the other end of the internet, though, but yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the problem. My landscape photos never look like this.
No.
They look like just plain.
I feel like Grant's look like this.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I have moved to Twitter.
Yeah. But then, but like, he's done some pretty cool cityscapes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Nice.
Interesting.
Thank you.
So the workshop was a good experience. Was it just one day? Like, what was it? What did you do?
It was a night one, and it was in Melbourne. And we just went around to, I reckon, 6 different locations. It started about dusk because it was like a sunset shoot. So we sort of shot, a few, like 3 in the golden hour. And then it was, because it was a city, we'd done some night stuff. And they just sort of taught us. I was pretty green at the time as well. So it was very interesting. I had a 10 to 22 Tonica, maybe lens. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Nice.
Tequina?
Yeah.
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 Tequina.
The
old crop center, 10 to 22.
Yeah. I was on the Canon
60D?
80D.
Ooh, fancy. I only had the old 60D.
Yeah, it was something like that. But yeah, when they were talking about settings, I was just like, oh, I have no idea what you're talking about. I used to shoot. So when I first picked up a camera, we were in Europe, and I was shooting shutter priority. I had no idea about ISO or anything.
But it worked.
It works. So, but I had no idea what I was doing.
Why did you pick up a camera?
First time would have been in Canada. And just, I don't know. I just had a GoPro and I just love going out. And with the old GoPros, you never knew what you were taking a photo of. Like you just sort of pointed and shoot and then you go back to the computer. I used to love coming back to the computer and see what I got. And it was only a GoPro photo. And then I sort of just got hooked. And then, Eilish had a camera. And then I was just like, all right, I'll start using this. Started using it. And then, yeah, just love going out and taking photos.
It's awesome.
I think it was more the coming back to the computer and just seeing what you got.
Yeah. You should tape your screen up then.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Have you ever tried it?
Oh.
No.
It's hard to do with an AVF though.
Yeah, but you can just, you just can't look at this photo because you just have to be disciplined with an EVF because you can still look back at your photos. It's interesting. It's fun. It's more like shooting film.
I probably could do it now with the DA50. Just don't have the preview come up after you shoot it.
Yeah.
But then you still can just, your thumb can just hit that play button anytime you want.
Just have a little sneaky look.
Just a little sneaky peeky. We did it at that James Day workshop.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, another workshop that we've done.
A long time ago now.
That was a while ago. I wonder what he's up to. Probably taking photos of weddings.
He is.
He was a Sony shooter. He's a Fuji shooter, then a Sony shooter. I don't know what he's shooting now.
I think he's still shooting Sony.
Sony.
So. And a Nikon shooter before that?
He was, yeah. Went to Fuji because it was smaller and lighter and then went to Sony because the crop sensor Fuji he did not enjoy for weddings. So.
Well, and probably getting paid along the way.
You reckon? Because he did have a bit of a following.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think people at that level got paid to...
Well, maybe just free gear.
Maybe deals on gear or something. Yeah. Here we go. All the tips. Close the screen, turn off auto pick review, and you've got a Leica MD without spending 12K. Exactly. And a great shooting experience. And then you get to come back to the computer and be like, what did I get?
Yeah, that's exciting.
Turn it to monochrome.
Maybe. That is a good way for you to turn your brain off from trying to buy new cameras for a little while, Grant.
I can't take my camera around to work, though, can I?
Why?
When you're on a computer all day and you're just like, oh, I'm just waiting for an email back. Oh, I'll just have a look on GG Direct.
Why don't you start taking your camera to work and then when you need to get your brain off things, document the environment around your computer screen?
I could do that. I sometimes take my camera to work, but I don't get paid for it. So I'm going to stop doing that.
Yeah, stop doing that. Yeah. Is your work like... Is there like office type shenanigans? You know, like The Office? Is there like those kind of characters there?
I guess if you like looked deep and hard, there would be.
Yeah.
Our company is probably 180 people at the moment.
So it's pretty big.
Yeah. And you don't really, you get to meet a few people and make good relationships with them, but it's so big. Like I'm seeing 50 people plus a day. It makes it hard.
Oh, wow. Is there a Dwight Schrute there? Or are you Dwight?
Not Dwight. I'm probably more of a Jim.
Everyone thinks they're Jim.
Yeah.
He's the hero of the story. But
yeah, I'm not going to say anything now because they could be watching.
Hello, Grant's work friends.
It's probably Steve.
I appreciate the views.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, what else?
You tied, Jim. Big day.
Oh, it's been a big day.
I've got one to show you, Jim, before you. It sounds like you're getting ready to log off. So
fall asleep.
I'll try and pep you up a little bit with this one.
What do you got?
All right. You ready? This
is that wedding, us, by the way, in the background?
A wedding photography specific one. Is it us? What do you mean?
That photo on the water.
What?
In the camera, the style photo.
Behind, this is a video.
In the background of the...
Yeah, the camera
light. Oh, yes. You need to our background. Yeah, that is us with Richard. Yeah, that's why I made it our background. Okay, cool. I was very confused because he kept saying the water and I'm like, this is a video. And that's not us.
Been a long day.
All right. Anyway, here we go. Hopefully this doesn't have sound. Oh, maybe it... Does it have sound? Let's see.
Oh.
How do I make it?
Are they going to fall in?
Do you want to watch it again?
Yeah.
So the couple's walking down and the photographer's backing up down this jetty.
That's the best.
How good is that? How many times have you looked behind you to be like, not like, because it could be water, it could be a tree, it could be like tripping over something. I'm always looking behind me as I'm backing up, but you could definitely, it could happen.
Yeah, I didn't walk fall into water, but the other, a while ago, like not too long ago, I walked into like this stand and on top of the stand was a pot plant and it like knocked it, bang, pot gone.
You smashed a pot?
Bro, it was already falling off a few times, you can tell.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't Vim. It wasn't Jim. But it's like, it was already broken when I got here.
Made it a little bit worse.
It sounds like you smashed a pot plant. Where was this?
At a nursery place.
Well, they've got lots of pot plants. So that should be fine.
Yeah. It was obvious that these things happens to a bit.
They were like, it happens all the time. We should stop putting that.
I couldn't find anyone. There was like no staff.
Oh, okay.
Like a private little place. I tried to find him and couldn't find anyone. I was like, oh, I'll put it back and
smash another one.
No, I'm trying to wreck stuff.
Well, we can finish on that if you want, because I was saving that one just to make you smile. There's not a lot of wedding photographer fails that I've found, but that was a good one.
No, that's really funny. I won't be here next week, but I might be taking our night sky photo while I'm away.
Oh, I see.
Ah, see, this is why he's had a plan.
Maybe we should team up on him, Grant, and we'll go out next week.
He's baiting us, I reckon.
I see. Challenge accepted. So you're away next week.
Yeah, I'm away next week.
Grant and I will be flying solo if we keep the weekly podcast rolling. We'll see how we go. Depends
maybe
on
we get someone else on.
Oh, maybe we should. See what Lars is up to. He's more fun than Jim anyway.
Yeah, actually, thanks for reminding me. I need to do something for Lars.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, otherwise, the chat was very quiet tonight. So
Quiet chat.
Everyone must be snoozing. I also didn't post about this on Instagram or anywhere, so could be that.
Yeah,
it could be that. It's also the third time I've gone on this week.
Could be that.
Probably the first.
Yeah.
Could be that. But that's all right. Practice makes perfect. I'm just excited about Wadlands. I got to look up who this is.
Grant, when are you going to start using the D850 for your camera on the front of you?
What? Oh, for here?
Yeah.
As a webcam.
I don't know. Probably never.
Why not?
I've seen how your one went on Monday. I don't want to do that.
That was the first podcast, and I got through the first 20 minutes, and then it was seamless for another 2 hours until the battery went flat.
It's working pretty well now.
Yeah,
it's working well now.
Spare battery's here.
Other than its focus.
It's not too bad.
It's pretty, I reckon, like, if you hold something up, it like jumps.
I think I can slow it down.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon Justin spent most of his time kicking you out of the chat.
Yeah. Yeah, every time Jim went black screen, I was like, get out.
Yeah, and then I'd try and remove myself and put myself back in.
Fun times.
And then we'll all have our setups sorted. Mm.
All right. If you happen to have sat through this horrendous episode, tune in on Tuesday at 11:30 when I ask Jay Collier 1,000 questions about going to Antarctica and Africa on photo trips because, you know, bucket list. Because he can. And all of his Canon RF gear and why he chose Canon when he could have had anything. Oh, Paul.
No. Sorry, Paul. Paul, have you got any questions before we go?
Give us something to talk about.
Yeah. Keep us on the line.
Keep us on the line. You missed, Paul, you missed our late night. Our photo horrendous. Photos.
Sorry, Elena.
Sorry, you had to watch this.
Our number one fan.
It's a ghastly display of a podcast.
All right, he's got nothing.
Nothing? Okay, we better.
It might take a minute to come through. All right, thanks everyone.
All right, catch us next week. Thank you. Goodbye. Can you summarize the last hour?
I think if I just showed this comment, it might help.
that's an amazing. That is an amazing comment. Yes. In summary, as Yelena said, horrendous. But no, basically, we played photo bingo. It was a made-up game. It was a reason to go out and take photos in our town.
Grant and I shot
for an hour.
Bring that up.
Nah. You can go back and watch it.
Yeah. We'll post the photos, I think.
We'll post the photos. But we took some photos just for the sake of taking photos and have a little friendly rivalry. Jim was the judge. I won. Yeah. And that's the summary of everything. Oh, and we watched some videos of photographers falling down. In a couple of different spots in the show. And we've got an awesome interview coming up next week with Jay Collier. And that's it. And Jay, Shani would be curious to know if Jay thinks crop sensors have an advantage in Africa with the extra telephoto. I'll ask him for sure. I know he shoots R3. So he isn't too stressed. But also he's got, I think it's very lens dependent because he's got massive lenses. So the R3 for him is perfect. The extra megapixels might be good if you are short on the lens department. So I'll find out.
Yeah, it'd be interesting because like if you're, say, a D500 owner or something and, you know, throw a 7200 on, you've got a bit of extra length. So
extra reach, yeah. I will find out and we'll see what he says. But you'll have to tune in. Ask the question if you can get there. Otherwise, I'll ask him for you.
Yeah. Awesome, guys. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for the last minute questions.
Yeah. maybe we should change the podcast to 6:30. See how we go.
I'm glitching.